Hey, this is Jennifer Boozer, and we're having some technical difficulties with the intro, but welcome to Sweet Home Cannabama, your home for all things cannabis in Alabama. We are located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and we will be opening in just a couple of weeks on Schillinger Avenue South at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K, and we are excited about that. We'll have more information on our website and the Facebook page as far as a solid date. We're kind of waiting for some stuff to get delivered, but we're very excited. We'll have a bigger store, a cafe setting, and some really great new products that you will not find anywhere else in the area and probably in the state. So we've got some great surprises in store for y'all. Today, we're going to be talking to our very number one best brand. The owners, our co-owners, Matt and Vanessa Wilhelm from Clean Remedies. We'll be speaking to them in just a few minutes. They are our brand of the month, and it's a new promotion we're going to do. And each month, we're going to pick one of the brands that we carry and feature all of their products at a 15% discount. Speak with the company and learn a little bit more about the people that make the products we love, and offer everybody a chance to try those products if they haven't already. I know a lot of customers at Cannabama have been using Clean Remedies products, and they absolutely love them. I personally use them, so that's why I chose them to be first up. But before we do that, I just want to let everybody know that September is National Recovery Month, and as a lot of you know, I am a recovering addict, and so addiction recovery is very near and dear to my heart, and being able to use CBD products in order to help people have an easier time getting and staying clean, a higher likelihood of success, and less absolute misery. That is very important to us at Cannabama, and you know, we've done shows about this before. We want to highlight the issues of addiction, especially opiate addiction here, and we are doing a fundraiser all month. When you come in the store, if you have spare change and want to throw it in a jar, or donate $5 or $10. We're offering double and triple bonus points for our reward program. You will recoup that money very quickly because we're going to double up your bonus points, and you'll get those $5 and $10 discounts. Also, we have a Facebook fundraiser. If you'll go to the Cannabama, the CBD store Facebook page, there's a place where you can donate to Wings of Life, which is a local program for addiction recovery. And then, of course, you can donate to Angie's House, which is a sober living facility here for women. So anyway, Matt and Vanessa are going to join us. They are some of the vendors that kind of came alongside us in donating products for recovery programs. And so that's another reason we want to highlight their brand, because they are helping us to give back to the community all around us in that way, and help mend people's families and help them get their lives back. So I would like to welcome to the show Matt Wilhelm and Vanessa Wilhelm. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
Hello, hello. Hey. We love us some Cannabama. We are very honored and extremely happy to be a part of this call.
I'm so glad I got to see you guys over the weekend, because it's been a while. And we were at the Nashville Southern Hemp Expo, and Matt and Vanessa were there. And so it was great to see you guys. Matt, meet you in person.
Absolutely. It was an honor and a pleasure, of course.
Yes, of course. And of course, I came home and told my son, who plays football, I was like, I knew he played football, but Matt's huge. I said, I don't think I've ever met someone who played NFL football. He's NFL size.
Yeah, and so, ironically, yes, I'm on the bigger side, especially one of the bigger men probably at that entire event, but I was a bigger linebacker, but some of those offensive defensive linemen even dwarf me, so you shouldn't feel all that bad.
Oh, I've heard. But it's totally different, because I'm 5'1" and a half, and I really value that half. I thought I was 5'2" until I was 38, and it was interesting. So tell us a little about the NFL. Like, what team did you play for? How long? Tell
Absolutely.
Us a little bit.
Sure. So I'm born and raised in Ohio, where my wife and I and our two kids, and soon to be third child, reside in Ohio. And I went to Ohio State. I was a four-year starter at Ohio State. Won a national championship in 2002 with the Buckeyes.
Okay.
Was drafted by the San Diego Chargers in the fourth round. Played there for 6 years. Had some amazing seasons there with the Chargers. Then, you know, the natural attrition of the NFL kind of set in, and I landed in San Francisco with the 49ers for a year.
Okay.
And actually, you know, got hurt, and that's what, you know, wound me up in Green Bay with the Packers. And my wife and I obviously just always keep our faith in God, and he had a plan for me, you know, in you know, jumping from team to team to team, and I ended up with the Packers, and we go on the run of all runs and end up in the Super Bowl 45 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we end up getting a victory there. So my last game in college was a national championship, which we won,
mm-hmm.
and my last game in professional sports was with the Packers, and I won myself a Super Bowl ring.
That is a crazy good story. That is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
That is a very cool story. I know sometimes for me, you know, you think I'm on this path. What's happening? Why is it happening this way? And then, boom, it's like, okay, I see now. That was awesome.
You get it.
Yes. It makes it better. It makes it better when you get to the end. That it took a little bit of, you know, uncertainty and maybe some fear. But, yeah, that makes the victory sweeter. I totally get that.
It definitely does.
Okay, so, Vanessa, you guys have partners, too. We don't want to leave Meredith and Darren out. I got to meet Darren. Super cool guy.
Yeah, so we, the four of us just feel extremely honored to be co-founders of Clean Remedies together, and they have been our best friends for almost 15 years, have been in the cannabis, the medical marijuana side of that for a little over 10 years, and you know, we launched the hemp company together a few years ago and are just extremely proud to unite for the right reasons with ethics and morals and integrity of a CBD company and create Clean Remedies family for obviously changing lives, of course, like you just said, Jen, in the opening of the show, and why it's so important for us to give back to this month with addiction and all the opiate addiction and just, again, the suicide watches. And our story, if you look at us online, is from a heartfelt reason, and our why is so strong. So we're extremely passionate together as the four of us just really try to make an impact and really change lives across the country.
Right, right. Well, when you guys, I mean, for me, this kind of hit me like a train. So I had no idea that I would end up in the cannabis industry. And, mm-hmm. you know, even looking at the product for myself personally.
Who are you telling? Who are you telling, Jen?
I know. Well, hey, look, we have a lot in common. You know, faith, all that good stuff, family, and, you know, conservative values, things like that. But, you know, I live in the deep, deep South. And, wow, you say cannabis, and people just sometimes their brains just start leaking out of their ears, you know? Like, how big of a risk did you feel like you were taking when you first decided to go into the industry?
Well, I think for me, and I'll speak for myself, I was obviously cannabis, the two sister plants, there's marijuana, as Vanessa alluded to, the medical marijuana side, where we you know, have all of our intellectual properties,
mm-hmm.
and what Darren, you know, uses to basically, you know, create our amazing products.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the hemp plant. And I think for me, Darren, you know, flying out west and being, you know, at dabble, you know, doing what he did in the medical marijuana, recreational marijuana states, he would bring back CBD and start offering it to me, and I was just so hard-headed because I had never been a cannabis consumer in any regard,
right?
Like many professional athletes are. So I was no thank you. I was, but again, as we all know, and we learned, you know, very much firsthand at this event this past weekend, was there's so many uneducated individuals out there,
absolutely,
and there's such a stereotype, and of people who consume cannabis or are advocates for cannabis, without understanding that there are two plants and that there are, you know, different, you know, medicinal effects to both of them. And so I started consuming it once I had done my research, and Darren promised me there was no high THC in this product.
Right.
So I started using CBD, and it was just benefiting my body. And, of course, post-career, it was exactly what I needed.
Awesome. We'll talk about it again more when we come back.
Welcome. Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, I think maybe we're going to work out all the kinks here, but we're just going to keep going. We're talking to Matt and Vanessa Wilhelm, who are co-owners of Clean Remedies, which is the number one brand that Canabama sells here locally, and my personal product of choice. So, Matt, you were talking about, you know, when you first got into the industry. I want to talk a little bit about pain pill addiction from sports injuries and recovery. How common is it? Because we hear more and more all the time, but how common is it to see a player get hurt and end up struggling with a pain pill addiction?
I can't necessarily speak for the absolute addiction, but I can speak for the consistent use both throughout your career,
right,
and then also the consistent use to, again, just live day to day as a husband, as a father, and, you know, as a former athlete. And I think that's
maybe
the
we should use the
in.
Word dependence.
Sure, absolutely. So, again, throughout our career, for most athletes, and I'll speak specifically for the NFL, we're paid to be on the field and to perform.
Right.
And the doctors at that point don't necessarily care. They're told by the coaches and the trainers to get this player back on the field in most cases as fast as possible and do whatever you have to do to get there.
Right.
And a lot of times it does include painkillers. It does include, anti-inflammatory injections, both, you know, maybe on Monday, Tuesday after a game.
Right.
And then literally as you're about to walk out, go out, you know, onto the football field to battle before warm-ups, you're getting another Toradol injection of anti-inflammatory, you know, into your hiney to go play your best thing.
Right.
And I think it's a side of the game that, you know, the spotlight's finally being shined on.
Yeah.
But back in my day, and even for the players, you know, the pre-93 guys, it was just a whole different game. But it was what you needed to do to go be your best and to earn your salary because, you know, as you get up there, you know, year three, year four, year five, you're worried about, you know, you're being paid a significant amount of money to do a job. You want to do it the best you can. But they're drafting players and signing players to your position. So in some cases, I think that's why players may become addicted to bridge the gap, to be their best those 16 times without even taking into account the effects of those drugs on their, you know, internal organs and their system. So that was me in career and then even out of career, as I mentioned. I still wanted to be active, still wanted to go to the gym, you know, look and feel like an athlete.
Of course.
And I found myself struggling tonight because of my pain, the headaches from multiple concussions, and then just the orthopedic issues that arrive from, you know, five different surgeries and just, you know, banging for the last 15 years of my life.
Right, of course. No, my son's 18 and at 16 had a terrible injury, and thank God I had just started using CBD myself, and his recovery was amazing compared to what they were saying in the beginning, which is, you know, he may never run again, because he was able to heal, and he was able to heal so well that he was cleared for full contact 2 months early, and he had very little pain for someone who had a plate and seven screws put into his ankle. So,
wow.
Yeah, and it does not, you know, it almost never bothers him. And like I said, for a while there, when he got back into playing, every game the coaches would say, "I can't believe he can even run," because we watched it happen. It was gross. It was so bad. His foot did not go that way, but it was a miracle for us. I worried even then, especially with my history, that giving a 16-year-old pain pills was, you know, that's a dangerous road to go down. And the thought of him liking it, or, you know, most people who have these addiction issues, they don't go, "Hey, you know, I'm going to be a heroin addict." You know, something happens, they get a little bit, and then their bodies just get so accustomed to it, and then, you know, it's just a downward spiral. So I know I've seen a lot of documentaries about, you know, former players with CTE and other orthopedic injuries, and, you know, they have mental health issues, they, you know, even tremors and seizures, and, you know, the suicide is, it's so sad. I've seen some really deeply sad stories about these, you know, giant, bigger than life, you know, personalities, and people, you know, just love these players and support these players, and then they go off into obscurity and they're barely functional until they kill themselves. And I just think that's awful.
It absolutely is. And one other quick note about my transition to CBD and some of the effects of pain pills and anti-inflammatories over the course of, a 10, I'll say 10 to 15 years because of how high level college and 8 years in the National Football League.
Right.
I'd been like 3-4 years post-career without having a physical because I was so reliant on having doctors and trainers and seeing them every day.
Right.
Healthy.
Right.
And to take draw blood and, to give you the prescription medications that you need.
Right.
So I went and my doctor had me in for blood work. He draws the blood work. I get a phone call. He goes, "What are you taking, or what have you been taking?"
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "I mean, nothing really, other than some whey protein." But he just said, "Your liver and kidney function from metabolizing the amount of, synthetic drugs in your system is that of like a 60-year-old, and you're only like 40% efficiency."
Wow.
So he just had me go cold turkey, stop using it all. This is still pre-CBD. But it's really just the effects of those synthetics in our system.
Absolutely.
On how you can look at me and say, "Wow, you look really good. Like you can still play, Matt." But internally, I was killing myself because of that usage.
Oh, absolutely. I know when I finally, I spent 10 or 11 years taking pills every day. And, my muscles were atrophied. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't do a lot of things. It was like one step, next step. Breathe in, breathe out functioning, because I had let my body just kind of, you treat yourself like a garbage can to get through it, every day. And that, there's some things that will stay with me forever. So, and then, of course, physically using your body as a battering ram is a whole different level of abuse,
yes, it is.
For people's entertainment, basically. And I know for our listeners here, I know everybody everywhere knows how big football is in Alabama.
You guys have college football teams in Alabama? I didn't know that.
We do. There's this guy named Nick, and there's a bird and an elephant. Yeah, it's a big deal. I think I've said it before, when you move to Alabama from another state, which I did, you have to pick a team when you register to vote, so...
Right.
It's pretty intense. Vanessa, as an NFL wife, what is it like for the women who are married to these guys to watch their husbands get hurt, have surgery, and end up needing stuff like narcotic pain pills or be in constant misery or risk their life? How is that?
Well, it's a brutal reality that I think when you first go into the industry, you're not prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're on cloud nine. Obviously, you pray, you hope for their safety. You're excited. You're on this amazing journey that you feel so blessed to be a part of.
Right.
But the truth is, obviously, there's always the behind the scenes pictures of the reality of what it really is to on their body. So, like Matt said, post career, I knew his body would be. I expected there to be damage, but not to that extreme.
Right.
You lay in bed, you want a peaceful night of sleep, yet, your husband's spasming every hour.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said in the beginning of the show, he's a big dude.
Right.
So if he's up, I'm definitely up. And just simple things. I can be real with it. Tying his shoes, going into a Target and having him hunched over, a shopping cart just to be able to walk through a store and talking 31, 32, 33.
Right.
You're not talking, 75 and up. So
right.
for me, it was a reality that I knew I was going to have to live. And I think you go into hearing, and when you know better, you do better. Like, hey, his body is going to completely shut down if you don't change this way of being on a drug, right? A medicine.
Right.
And what can we do to change it? And that's where hemp came into our life. And where we were looking for that natural alternative.
Right.
As he said, we have two children, one on the way, third on the way, and it's something that, you count your blessings to wake up every day as a gift, but, to be pain-free and actually have a quality of life.
Right.
And know that you can have that, and it's one of those things I tell people when they hear about his story. It's, if he's at a level 10, which for most people would be a level 50, to be honest, they couldn't function with the type of pain he had or has. But to you're not having that expectation to get him down to a zero or a one.
Of course.
But CBD has brought him that life and quality of life back, where he can have this pain management of just a level of 4 or 5, which, as you can imagine, is a huge victory.
Oh, yeah.
And knowing that we're not wheeling him into epidurals, and knowing that when they fade off in 6 months, he's going right back to where he was. So I know that by using hemp with the CBD side of it, obviously, that we're going to just have so many beneficial ailments, that it's going to help so many ailments that he's had, not only physically but mentally as well.
Right, and the brain tissue recovery from all those concussions and things like that also. And then this, the anxiety and things that come with chronic pain. I know for me, that was a game changer for me. Not, I started using it for the chronic pain issues I had had long before I became an addict. And, you know, I became an addict after a catastrophic injury to my organs and then losing my son. And it was losing my son that I couldn't handle, as bad as the physical was. And it was bad. But it was the grief. It was the anger. It was, you know, how do I live? And I couldn't cope with that. So having something that I use, one product that's fantastic for my whole body, just for the pain, is why I started. But the sleep, oh my gosh, and the ability to live in my own head and not want to go run and hide, that I can't even describe how much relief I get from that. And as much as pain is a central issue with the CBD industry, the mental health help is really where it's at, because I have, you know, anxiety and sleep are, to me, bigger an issue for everyone else than even pain, because those things come with pain, but there's lots of people who don't have pain. But the mental health issues, at least where I am, are, it's mind-boggling how many people struggle. And I'm talking about six-year-olds who pluck their eyelashes bald, which I can't even comprehend. And we're able to help people get relief from that. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit more about some different issues like CTE. I want to talk about your products and where your hemp is grown and some other great stuff about your company. And so we'll learn a little more about Clean Remedies, our brand of the month, when we come back. And Clean Remedies is 15% off all month.
To Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back. We're talking to the co-owners of Clean Remedies, the number one brand at Cannabama, Matt and Vanessa Wilhelm. Vanessa, when we went to break, we had been talking about, you know, anxiety, mental health issues around the whole, you know, sports injuries and recovery, all that good stuff. But what about for women? Because I see women all the time, young mothers, you know, mothers with teenagers like me, you know, older women, every woman, really. I mean, I've got girls that won't have kids for 10 years, and everybody's so stressed out. There's so much anxiety. There's so much trauma. There's so much stress, you know, happening in everyone's life, and people are really struggling, especially when they're given synthetic chemical drugs that are, you know, at best overshooting and focusing on one brain chemistry or another. What are you guys seeing as far as women and mental health issues?
Rampant, as we all know. We just live in such a fast-paced lifestyle now compared to 20, 30, 40 years ago, and that's just kind of what, it's inevitable of what our future is going to hold, and with that breeds more mental wellness than ever before, right? I mean, you turn on the internet, you turn on social media, and that's all you see. And I think for people that don't understand an outlet and aren't educated with the endocannabinoid system, if they, you know, walk into a conventional doctor's office, the chances of them probably getting on a medication is very high.
Right.
And so for us, I know for me, my personal journey into using hemp was from having PTSD from two horrific sudden losses.
Right.
And two other side losses with loved ones. And so for me, you know, I was with my church pastor, grief share program, you name it, but I couldn't find me again, yet I wanted to. And I wanted to be able to be there for my kids and obviously my husband, and live again and feel again. And so using CBD has brought me a functional calm, focus, clarity, you know, sleeping better when I was an insomniac. And, you know, life is just so up and down, and the best thing that we can do is try to make it as flat as we possibly can by creating homeostasis in the body with that endocannabinoid system. And so when I speak to women who, you know, we're the doers, right? You know,
right.
We birth children, we cook dinners, you're taking care of a house, you're scheduling all your family, kids, lives, and all that, A to Z.
We
forget about self-care, and that's so important. And that piles on because we're the people that pile it on to ourselves, and we don't really have a lot of outlets and tend to talk about it, right?
So and we don't give ourselves very much grace.
Yeah, and so hemp and CBD can absolutely change women's lives, and that's what I love to talk about with people is my own journey and how relatable it is, and just the comfort level of saying it's okay.
Right.
You know, I just saw another friend that shared an awful story about someone who committed suicide with a 4-month-old baby because of postpartum, and you don't know, and you just
right.
kind of go into the shell, and like you don't talk to people about it. So I think it's really important that as women we unite together and really share and feel and feel accepted to be able to explain, hey, I'm struggling, but what can I do? And so that's where we love at Clean Remedies to really have education and informational series across the country just to educate on, hey, did you know that you're born with an endocannabinoid system?
Right.
Did you know that hemp is a natural alternative to, you know, the big pharma world that's out there, and that there are other alternatives A to Z that you can use hemp for, and you should really look into that. And it's just amazing when the testimonies come back.
Right.
You know, I have chills. Like, even tonight I was taking my daughter to her dance class, and I had someone stop me in the hallway and said, like, I could not believe I'd use your product one day and Clean Remedies, like, made such a difference, and I just couldn't even believe it. So that's why we feel like it's a blessing to be, you know, to be able to bless others with this, not only from, you know, product side, but more just an education into an outreach into a platform where people feel safe and have a trusted, effective brand that they can turn to.
Right. Well, I know for me, mental health issues, I mean, that's taking it lightly. I mean, I wanted to die for years and was too chicken to do anything about it. But, you know, you're pretty bad off when you sit around fantasizing about, you know, driving off a cliff or getting hit by a bus. I mean, and you're 37 years old. So I never expected the mental health benefits, but I was, you know, 2 weeks into CBD, just let go of all those prescriptions because I was narcotic prescription free for 3 years, but I still had a purse full of pills, and I was still miserable all the time. And I felt more like myself. Like, for the first time, I thought maybe I could get myself back. I'm trying not to get emotional right now, but when when I buried my son, there was a huge part of the essential, you know, person that I am that died that day. And, you know, there are some things I may never get back, but I then voluntarily slipped into this hole because I just didn't want to feel anything and lost all these other small pieces. And sometimes, you know, especially having started this business and seeing what it can do and being vulnerable enough to share that pain with others, it's made an impact on me. People treat it like, you know, they're grateful for the fact that I would share that with them, but they don't realize what it does for me and how it helps me to just be a real person. And because sometimes, you know, it's too painful to be who you are and not expecting it, but getting such a huge amount of relief from it was something I couldn't even have hoped for. I was convinced I would be miserable that way for the rest of my life, and that was not appealing to me. And to even consider a future, much less plan for one, now is sometimes so surreal. I have to look around and go, is this really happening? Because I didn't want to even consider it because it was just too painful. Everything was too painful. And so I see the other women, and no one's story is exactly like mine, but they're just as deeply disturbing and painful. And they come in and they're hopeless, and then they come back, and the next time they're different. And that is not something I expected to ever get out of this life. And I had started with one product that was a pretty high potency product. There wasn't a whole lot to choose from. It was the first thing I tried. It worked great. And you weren't going to convince me to use anything else. And when you and I met, you sent me some samples. And I ran out of my tried and true product. And I thought, you know, I'm going to try this instead. And I have been using it ever since. it was even better for me. So I want to say thank you for having such high quality standards and reaching out to me as a total stranger and having the vision to go into this with me and become such a huge partner in our business, because I know I see, I'm sure you hear this all the time, but we see this product, all of your products, changing people's lives in ways that they never expected. But anyway, I'm not going to cry. I want to talk a little bit about the brain, not just mental health in emotions and feelings and brain chemistry, but also head injury, traumatic brain injury, and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, is listed on the patent that the U.S. government has for the usage of CBD. So, Matt, in Alabama, they start playing football at 4 years old.
I could imagine.
Uh-huh. And so I know kids that at 15 and 16 cannot play contact sports anymore because their brain has been sloshed around so much. Tell us how using CBD can help protect the brain and then also help the brain to recover.
Well, absolutely. Well, obviously, you know, the CBD and the other cannabinoids are neuroprotectants,
right,
which mean they very much work in line with our endocannabinoid system and all of our CB1 receptors throughout our brain and, you know, throughout our head and neck and our spinal cord as well. So as Vanessa mentioned earlier, some of the homeostasis, the balance that's happening in our body,
right,
it minimizes that inflammation, you know, on the brain from head trauma.
Right.
And I would imagine, and I'm sure that studies are happening right now as we're on this radio call, that studies are happening about sleep, about anxiety, about head trauma,
right,
to just make factual statements. Because I know within your store and what we do at Clean Remedies when we educate, you know, we can't make claims, but we can go on for hours with the stories and the testimonies that we have,
right,
both personally and the people that walk through the doors of your store and when we walk through the doors of the store, just what CBD and a hemp-derived product has done for them. So it absolutely just has everything to do with inflammation.
Absolutely.
We talked about sleep, stress, anxiety, you know, pain, yes, but it's just reducing the inflammation in your brain and in our bodies, in our,
right,
guts, to just bring about that homeostasis and that balance of finally feeding our bodies the cannabinoids we've been deprived for so long.
Right.
And it's just, as I kind of say, even at the expo, I kind of get rambling. I would never stand behind a product for any amount of money unless it, like, did something for me, it tasted good, or it worked for me.
Right.
And I became a CBD or a hemp-derived product consumer first.
Right.
When Darren, as I mentioned earlier, started bringing that back from, you know, Oregon and Colorado.
Of course.
And then I became an advocate to share it with other people. Hey, this is what it's doing for me.
Right.
And I think that's what this space and, you know, our platform is really about at this juncture. You're running a business, we have a business.
Right.
But it's working with people like you and advocating, you know, what CBD and a hemp-derived product has done for you, how it has helped you, how you use the product, and then,
right,
and I always mention, when I stand in front of a body of people, it's, raise your hand if you have anybody that struggles with pain, inflammation,
right,
anxiety, stress,
right,
or has trouble sleeping. 90% of the hands, if not more, of the hands in the room go up.
Right.
And a hemp-derived product can help you. And it's helping me. I'm obviously, you know, Kyle Turley, a former NFL veteran, was also at the Southern Hemp Expo.
Yes.
He's been a cannabis advocate for, as long as I've heard his name, even as a player.
Yeah.
He was advocating for it for athletes in the league. And he's got his own CBD product or a CBD manufacturing product as well. And it's just, his body and his issues. And it's our collective voices and stores like yours, companies like ours, with the ethics that we stand for and the time and effort we put into our products to not just make it about money, but make it about the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That is a space win for all.
Right.
And why I think people just slowly, over the course of time, are slowly dropping their curtain to, they're going to listen, then they're going to research, and then they're going to have to find a store like yours, Jen, to make the right buying decision. And we just hope that we know that you will steer them towards clean remedies.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, people ask me a lot, what do you use? They see all the things I have, but what do you use? And usually if they have similar issues to me, they won't even look at the rest because they want to know if I use it, it must work. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little more about clean remedies in the future.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. I'm Jennifer Boozer, owner of Canabama, the CBD store, located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and soon to be located at 2090 Schillinger Road South. We're talking today with Matt and Vanessa Wilhelm, who are co-owners of our very favorite brand, Clean Remedies. Guys, I want to ask you, what excites you the most about the future of natural remedies, of specifically, you know, cannabis, hemp, for daily consumption and really kind of turning the tide of sickness in society?
Household staple. And that's what makes me so excited. When you look at the natural medicinal stuff that was before, you know, with our ancestors, for instance, or you think of BC times and what really has come around, you know, after prohibition and things are taken away, and now it's coming full circle with it becoming, you know, illegal, you know, no longer a legal substance of what people don't know, yet it's becoming a platform to educate, to share, and to take every day. It's just so amazing. And I love that part of it. I love that governors are seeing this in state to state. I love that it's federally legal. And I truly, like I said, I think that's just what excites me the most, is that I just see it in everyone's counter, on everyone's nightstand, and our car, you know, for that matter, and in their medicinal cabinets at their home, and that it's going to truly impact lives for the better, which is just so exciting, and this near future, which is just awesome.
Right. Well, I tell people all the time, you know, we believe that cannabis is for every person every day, in some form or another. It's just better. It really is. And I get encouraged when I see people finally kind of waking up to, okay, maybe we're, you know, not doing this right. It doesn't make sense to me that we're smarter than ever. We have access to more information, more technology, medical advances, and we're sicker and fatter and more miserable than ever. That does not add up.
I think you're absolutely right. And just to kind of, you know, piggyback on what Vanessa said about what I was supposed to do about the space. And I think it's also why I think those expos that, you know, that we do our very best to attend as, you know, as Clean Remedies, you know, with the boost that we have and the people that we engage with, is just the expertise that is being applied, you know, to cannabis.
Yes.
At every level. The farmers are getting better. The extractors and the processing is getting better.
Right.
But the number of, and I think what's really exciting for me, I think, you know, and Clean Remedies does our very best to take retailer feedback, to listen to great accounts, great stores like yours, and says, man, if you get to produce this with oil, wow, it would change people's lives and sell like hotcakes.
Yes.
And then we go into, you know, we go into our think tank and we dream it up and, you know, and try to source everything we can to produce it. But I think it's just the amazing companies in this space, Clean Remedies included, just evolving with the times. And as Vanessa said, to just integrate CBD in some way, shape, or form, whether it be full spectrum, broad spectrum, or even an isolate, into household items, so that people are feeding themselves with cannabinoids and balancing their body and having the homeostasis and the efficiency at a high level, and just slowly see the needle tip, you know, kind of in our favor and away from big pharma.
Right.
And, you know, away from the big pharma dollar and towards the, you know, grown from God's green earth.
That's right.
And natural and homeopathic and holistic approach.
Yeah, I totally agree. it's interesting because of the issue that's come up with the FDA and edibles, and I was just having this conversation with my banker today because I think it's crazy that that some states and even the FDA would zone in on edibles because it's, you know, by and large, much less bioavailable and potent a way to utilize cannabis, and yet they're focusing on it so hard, and I don't understand that because you would think that they would attack something more bioavailable, more effective. Edibles, you know, are very effective, especially with small kids, you know. But it's the least, I guess, if you think of cannabis being dangerous in any way, or, you know, the stigma that they try so hard to make stick, despite everything happening around us, you know, it's like the least threatening way to use products, and yet it's so, you know, a little bit here and there all throughout the day, rather than thinking of it as, you know, something that you take like medicine. If you're constantly getting it here and there, you know, you're getting a steady flow of it in your body, and you're saturated, and your body's functioning properly, and, you know, it's a good thing. So I'm not sure why they're focusing so much on edibles, but there are so many different ways that you can use products in and on the body. And I do want to mention that in my store, I was looking at my top sellers by volume, and the 3,000 milligram tincture, which is what I use, is our number one tincture. But our number one topical, and I didn't know this. I sort of kind of knew it, but I didn't know for sure until I looked. But our number one topical is your pain relief roll-on, and people love it because it's easy. You know, it looks like a roll-on deodorant, but you don't have to touch it with your hands, and it's not got that sort of oily effect on the skin, and people love it. So, you know, you guys, the top three products, in fact, are the 3,000 milligram tincture, the 900, and the roll-on. So when I say you're the best brand at Cannabama, I can back that up. It really is. I mean, and I don't even remember how Vanessa called me and found me, you know, and I thought when she called, I thought, oh, here we go, another pitch. But then we talked.
Then you had me at Cannabama.
I know. I know, I know. Oh, and you're so easy to make laugh with a good country accent. But, you know, that was providence to me, because I think you told me someone suggested my company along with a few others as far as the region that we're in, and I still have no idea who even suggested that to you. I wish I did. But, you know, being in partnership with you guys has been so fun. Matt, you mentioned, you know, listening to feedback from retailers. I remember the first time that happened with you and Vanessa called and said, hey, we're thinking about this. What do you think? Because we are, you know, boots on the ground in the people's face every day. And a lot of times people in your position, you talk to us, but, you know, as far as face-to-face with customers, it's a whole lot less access. And I really appreciate the fact that you listen to people like us to make sure that the products are filling the holes. There are holes in the market. I see them.
Sure.
I see them because we see everything out there. And I really appreciate the fact that I know if I saw something and called you, you wouldn't be like, I'm sorry, who are you?
Your person-to-person interaction is,
right,
you know,
that's
thousandfold,
yeah,
than it is for us.
You can't buy and that so, kind of, you know, feedback.
Correct. You become the voice of the people on milligrams, on bioavailability,
right,
on absorption, on, you know, and again, everybody also wants to have their one-off products to just differentiate, you know,
right,
their brand.
Something unique, of course.
Or a specific milligram. And even some of, you know, the feedback you've given us on price point, because,
mm-hmm,
you know, we sit in a room and it sounds good to us and it looks good on paper, but if it sits on a shelf too long and it doesn't sell and it's not helping people medicinally.
Right. What's the point?
You're not going to carry it in your store, and no one's going to buy it, and no one's going to use it.
Right. All right.
Jen,
well,
to your point, Jen, I just want to say, though, is like one of the blessings out of everything is just,
amen,
due to the fact that taking credit with Cannabama and what you've built. And I think for us, it's really important of Clean Remedy is that we already know that we have our mark, meaning we're USDA certified organic. We're not, you know, the ethics and the integrity and the morals of our company is to deliver the most safest, effective, non-pitched marketed product ever.
Right.
So that it's tried and true. It's
right.
not bought to put on, you know, bought, you know, buying shelf space to get our stuff on a shelf, right? It's literally the testimonies, the feedback, the family conversations,
right.
the midnight conversations, the running into the office because someone desperately needs us and needs us to talk to people.
Right.
And that's what makes us so, I mean, I guess so unique in this space to be able to have that family unit that genuinely cares but has that tried and true product.
And that's why, yeah, that's what makes you Cannabama's number one brand.
That's what Cannabama is, so it's great
right.
too, you know,
that's,
and so thank
we
you.
We have the same goals, you. Right. Well, I just want to say thanks for being with us. I know you guys are super busy, and I really, really, really appreciate your feedback and your testimony, and I hope we can do this again soon.
All right. Sounds we good. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.